Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled Learning vs. Earning. Learning vs. Earning. This came up on one of our mentoring calls. Very unpopular problem, but very common problem. Learning and earning, okay? And I want to give you a bit of a framework that will hopefully help you to understand how to approach it the best, how to learn and earn, not just do one or the other, because the problem arises with too much learning. And I would call this, the earning part is like either too much learning and no action, or too much action and no learning. And so one of the best framework to explain it, well, here's the problem first. The first problem is that people get addicted to learning. They just learn, they do one course, another book, right? Another podcast episode, another whatever, right? Another degree, another certification, okay? And it's a very easy trap to fall into, because the way the human mind works is it loves to learn. It's a thirsty sponge for knowledge, okay? Because it keeps us alive. It's a supercomputer. It just saps up the knowledge, okay? So it likes it. That's why you hear people say, oh, I just love learning, right? And you may be one of those people. I love learning too, okay? But one of the things about learning is it doesn't often translate to earning, okay? Just because you learn a lot doesn't mean you earn a lot. And I think we can all agree on that, right? Otherwise, all the professors in the world would be the richest. So what happens? How do you get around this? Like if you're a self-confessed learning addict and you're not an earning addict, how do you break that pattern? How do you get out of it? Well, the first step is to understand it and ask yourself, am I a learning addict, right? Do I just learn? And if you are, well, you can start to change that. And I think that it feels like progress when you're learning, and that's why you get addicted to it. It feels like progress. But the real progress comes when you learn and then act. Okay, so you learn, then take action. Okay, or you could do it the other way around. You could take action, figure out you're not so good at it, and then go learn. That's fine too, okay? Both are okay. But a friend of mine, Fraser Brooks, he actually taught me this, well, he told me this parable type, this framework, the way to explain it a few years ago, and I love it. It's a great example. And he said, you know, if you're just learning, and learning would be just stepping with your left foot over and over and over again, what would happen? What would happen to your left foot? Well, you just keep going around in circles, right? If you're stepping with one foot only, you go around in circles. That's what happens if you just learn all the time. And it happens mostly when people read books. Like they'll read a book, finished it, and just don't implement anything. Right? So that happens a lot. What I like to do, and I've done an episode on strategic reading in this podcast. So go down the show and look at the episodes and listen to that one if you want to. So I was reading a book called Never Split the Difference by Chris Voss, the famed FBI negotiator. And as I read through the book, I came to his framework or methodology of mirroring and labeling when it comes to building rapport. I just loved it so much. Then when I read it, I was like, wow, that's incredible. What a great skill to be able to listen better and build empathy with people better and influence. And I was like, that's so good. So when I got to that point, and big kudos to Alex for referring that book to me a while back. When I got to that point, I just put the book down. I was like, I'm done. Like, I need to go practice this now. So I went out, and I remember when I first read it, I got off the plane. And we're sitting next to our baggage to wait for our baggage to come out. And I go over to Alicia and I'm like, you seem to like, I actually used it on her. And she knew I was reading the book. And she's like, oh. she did it. It worked. And then she said, are you using labeling and mirroring? I'm like, yes, I am. She's like, sneaky. So she wanted to learn it too, right? And so I started practicing. And now that's part of, you know, my ability to you know, build rapport, listen, actively listen, and influence and help people to open up and build trust, right? It's a wonderful, wonderful skill set. And so I haven't finished that book. I just got such, it's so good that I haven't picked it up and finished it. Now, I tend to finish what I start. I do, particularly books. But some I don't. Like, if you don't have to finish a book. As long as you're getting something out of the book and actioning it, you're good. Okay? That means you're learning and then you're actioning. Okay? But it's the same thing that happens to those who just take action all the time. And this is why I'm such a big believer in knowledge, acquisition of knowledge. Okay? Because if you're just acting, like if you're just taking action all the time, it's like the proverbial person that swings the axe to cut down the trees, all these trees, but doesn't sharpen the axe. So they can't cut down the trees more swiftly. So they lose time, they lose energy. And that's what happens if you just take action. So going back to the leg analogy, if you just step, if taking action is your right foot and you're just taking action all the time and you're not learning anything, okay, then you what happens? You're also going around in circles because it's just your right foot stepping all the time. So whether you're just a learning addict, you're going to go around in circles. If you're just an action taker and you don't pick up anything to refine your, sharpen your axe or refine your skills or learn a new methodology, you're also going to eventually go around in circles, okay? So the whole idea is to do both, left foot step, right foot step, or right foot step, left foot step. Now, if I was going to be an addict of those two things, I would choose to be an addict of action. The reason being is because as you take action, the market is also a good teacher. So you will learn lessons from the action. And our brains learn best kinesthetically, meaning like physically doing things. That's why mentorship is good. That's why learning on the job is good. That's why, you know, like chaperoning people who are doing it is good. Like that's the oldest methodology, modeling. And that all comes from watching, doing action and watching others, right? So if you're going to be good at anything, take a ton of action. I promise. Ignorance on fire is better than knowledge on ice. But most people fall into the trap of knowledge on ice, right? Just flipping one course after another, one book after another, no action. So you got all this knowledge, but it's on ice. It's useless unless you put it into action. So you want to step, if you're going to do anything, step right foot first. That's action. Just take the action. Just take messy, violent, non-perfect action. Then when you realize you're crap, but please don't do this if you're a surgeon, obviously, but you got to take an action at some point, even if you're a surgeon. So take action first, okay? Then realize how crap you are and go, wow, I really need to learn more. And then go find the book, find the content, find the podcast, find the thing that you're looking for to then go and learn and refine, okay? So I hope that these podcast episodes you listen to here on Money Grows on Trees, you take on board the lesson and then you immediately go and execute on it. Okay, so if you can do that now, what I'd encourage you to do is to figure out one thing you want to do this week you've been thinking about doing, or one thing you've learnt this week out of a book or whatever, even anything from this podcast. And this week, go action it. Go and action it. Take messy action and step with your right foot, okay? And if you do that, and I've inspired you to take some sort of action, tag me on your Instagram stories and tell me what action you took because of this episode. I'd be very pleased to see you taking action and not just learning more and more and more and more, because you know, if that was the case, all these people with degrees, right, would be rich. And that's just not the case. Okay, at least I didn't personally find that the case. I learned a lot. I spent a lot of time in my youth learning. But really I started earning when I started taking massive action, the application of some of those learnings. And I want the same for you. So that's the lesson here, right? Left foot step, right foot step, or right foot step, left foot step. Don't go around in circles. Ignorance on fire beats knowledge on ice, okay? So thanks so much for referring the podcast to your friends. Thanks for sharing your Instagram stories. Thanks for the 5-star reviews. If you want to leave one, feel free. That would be amazing. Thank you so much. And of course, if you want to check out any of our other content, my books, YouTube, Telegram channel, Facebook group, whatever it is, go check out the show notes. It's right there. And of course, I hope your money journey is going really well. And I look forward to talking to you again on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.